Jesus taught us the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation. Temptation is ever present. Even Jesus, after 40 days in the desert. Today we call it a retreat. 40 days retreat. Even fasting, still temptation come. The Lord's Prayer asks us, lead us not into temptation. Jesus didn't teach us, let temptation be away. It's always there. Even you fast, even you attend Sunday Masses, even you want to be a good person, temptation is there. Jesus experienced this. But one of the teaching from Jesus, keep the word of God within you. When time comes, it will come out. To respond to the devil or to temptation, not by your own reasoning. Our reasoning is very weak. Human things still weak. Jesus told us once already, without me, we can't do anything. Even without his thinking, the way of his thinking, we cannot resist temptation. So first, learn to keep the word of God in the heart. You don't have to read the whole Bible in order to keep this word of God. Even one phrase, just keep it there. I remember once I was still a student. I was in England doing voluntary work in an old age home called Cheshire Home. And I was sent to serve the old people. And there was one old man. He was paralyzed because he was wounded during the Second World War. He cannot move much. And people told me, be careful of this man, because, you know, he needs more and yelling too much. Be careful of him. So in the first instance, I was on guard not to take too much attention with him. But then I remember the word of God. Just one phrase. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. Even this old man used to yell at people. Not because his behavior, then I have to stop my service in a good way. I should serve him as if he's a good man, never yelling at people. I try to do that. You know, suddenly it changes the situation. That day, I was leaving the room. He cried out. He could not speak much usually. He was hurt, just wounded. Thank you, Peter. I was never introduced myself to him by nobody. He doesn't know me at all, for example, just to say. But why he said, thank you. Just remember, because I'm living, I try to live the word of God. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. It works. That's the time Jesus got his temptations, three temptations. Not easy, but this word is powerful, teaching us we are not living on bread alone, but the word of God is so true. Try. It's too real. The word of God is not just for meditation, not for only for preaching, but teach us how to live our daily life. So today we are very honored to have five youngsters to be baptized in Easter Sunday or Easter Sunday. And so today they have a preparation, the right to elect. So now we start this